And we're talking with Joey from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming, and let's continue our Lake Angeline conversation. So, getting a lot of perch straight out from the boat launch, about 15 to 25 feet of water. You said it's just a lot of action on Haley jigs and tungsten jigs. What type of live bait are you using?
A lot of times there I'm using medium minnows, small minnows, and waxworms. What I'm catching a lot of those perch off of is waxworms.
Oh, so mostly the waxworms. Interesting. And you have those at Wilderness, right?
Currently, right now, at Wilderness Sports, we are carrying small, medium walleye suckers and pike suckers with wigglers and waxworms.
Okay, there you go. They got the list out there. Any colors that were working better for those perch?
A lot of times I was using chartreuse, orange, and silver and gold.
Well, let's switch over and talk about those trout that you were catching. Any difference between the type of fishing you were doing for those perch and where you were getting the trout and the type of technique?
With the trout, I was fishing near the shoreline, and I was using tip-ups and just jigging. A lot of them I was catching was with the tip-ups. I was using a lot of the treble hooks were size 12 and 14, so they're really small, but that way those fish are able to swallow that minnow, and those hooks are most of the time a for sure set.
Okay. And you mentioned minnows, so you were using minnows. What type of minnows?
I was using both medium and small minnows, depending on what depth I was fishing in. The depth was 7 to 30 feet. And I was only in like a 20-yard radius right on the drop-off I was fishing.
Yeah, it sounds like that's a pretty severe drop-off. So if you got a Vexilar or a Graph, you probably can find that then, I would imagine, pretty easy.
Yes, and so when I did that, when I used that, I put the bigger minnows in the deeper water, and the smaller ones in the shallow. Because a lot of the splake were coming up from the deep into the shallows to feed.
So they were mostly splake?
Yeah, mostly splake, and we did catch some brook trout, too.
No kidding. All right. Anything else you want us to know?
If you're going to be jigging for the splake or brook trout, or any of the trout in general, I would recommend to use the Swedish pimples. What I was having best of luck on was size 4 and size 5.
Any colors?
Pink with glow-in-the-dark, silver glow-in-the-dark, and gold glow-in-the-dark.
Fantastic information, Joey from Wilderness Sports. I sure appreciate it, and hopefully some beginners or some kids are going to do really well because you shared this info.
Oh, I hope so, too.
Joey from Wilderness Sports, thanks for your time, bud.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
This is The Outdoor Show.